Hey, it's Steve, and welcome to The Frying Pan, a podcast about the frying pan. This is an old radio segment I used to perform on WGN Radio, where I would invent stupid, terrible, horrible things, businesses, inventions, etc., and unsuspecting radio listeners would call in and tell me I'm an idiot. This was a fun one. This invention didn't even really have an upside. It just sounds foul from the moment I talk about it. So, enjoy!
There we go. The download here on WGN Radio. The snow's coming down here on Michigan Avenue. Wow, it's sticking a little bit here. Just got a text that said in Rogers Park they're talking about 2 inches up there. There you go. Well, it's time to put Shark Tank Steve Gadlin into the frying pan. Gadlin is the brain behind the successful local business IWantToDrawACatForYou.com. He presented his business idea on the television program Shark Tank, and he snagged Mark Cuban as a principal investor. So now Steve has to go back to Cuban with new ideas. But before he goes into that pressure cooker, he comes to WGN Radio to jump into the frying pan. There we go. He's giving us his exclusive business ideas so we can poke holes in it. And give Steve the confidence it takes to pitch it to Cuban himself. Steve Gadlin, welcome back to the frying pan.
Thanks for having me.
Good to see you. We didn't have you last week because of the Blackhawks, so it's good to have you back
here. Yeah, it's, I think, good for your listeners to hear some new, fresh ideas this week, too. So I've got some good stuff for you.
Well, I mean, you know, the last couple, I mean, we had a run there where there were a lot of Blackhawks games, and we didn't have the frying pan on Friday night. Then we had a spell of like four in a row.
Yeah.
And that was probably pretty difficult for you because it was a lot of questioning of the ideas.
Well, what it does is it helps me purge some of the bad ideas out of my head. And, you know, I admit it. Every once in a while, I come up with a real dinger. But I think I got a winner tonight.
Oh, so. Okay. 312-981-7200. That's the phone number here. 312-981-7200. Steve Gadlin, what's your idea for tonight's frying pan?
Well, every time I pitch a business idea, I like to solve a problem. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's the key to a good product. So my product this week actually doesn't solve any problem overtly, but I think, you know, will still be a pretty good product. So I'm going against the grain here, and I wanted to dip into something more food and beverage related.
Okay, all right.
I've got a beverage idea that we're testing out right now, and it's called corn milk. Now, what's corn milk, you wonder? Well, it's milk, and floating in the milk are fresh, plump kernels of yellow corn, sweet corn. So, you know, we sell it in bottles, and it's milk, 2% milk, with the corn floating inside. And while that seems non-traditional, I want you to imagine the mouthfeel. You take a swig of a nice, creamy beverage, and then afterwards, after you swallow that in your mouth, you have some fresh and plump, juicy sweet corn to chew on. And while those two flavors may not seem like they complement each other, it's something you have to try to really understand. We're marketing it as a sports drink.
Huh. Okay, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. 312-981-7200. What do we think of corn milk? Is that what it is? Corn milk?
Yes.
Corn milk, 2% milk with plump, juicy kernels of corn.
Sweet corn.
Sweet corn. In there. The text's already coming in here. Okay. You know what? Why don't we, you know, the calls are coming in. Pete's going to need a second to screen the calls. Why don't we take a break? We'll come back here because it just lit up. And we will take all the calls that call in, yay or nay, on corn milk, Steve Gadlin's newest idea here on the frying pan. Stay with us. There it is, the gong that says it's time for the frying pan. Steve Gadlin is in studio with us tonight. We have a new idea, an invention, an innovation from the man who brought you IWantToDrawACatForYou.com. Steve, once again, give us the elevator pitch on corn milk.
Yeah, well, corn milk is a new sports drink I'm marketing for right after a workout. It is a glass bottle, full of fresh and pure, delicious, refreshing 2% milk, with an addition of sweet, plump, juicy corn kernels. Not the kind that turn into popcorn, but the kind you normally eat off the cob.
Right.
But they're pulled off the cob and mixed into the drink. So imagine this delicious, creamy swig right after a basketball game or a run. You swallow the milk, and then you've got some juicy corn
something
kernels
to
chew on.
Right. Some sustenance.
Well, yeah. Something to chew on, not necessarily for sustenance, but just for an interesting mouthfeel texture and a real, you know, that corn gives you some great energy for before or after a workout.
312-981-7200. Let's go to the lines. Michelle, you are on the frying pan. Yay or nay to corn milk?
I think it's a wonderful, interesting idea.
All right.
I'm a milk drinker myself. So I think it's a great athletic idea with a twist with the corn. It's interesting. People hesitate too much. Put it out there.
All right. Thanks Michelle. That's great. So there you go. Got to write this down.
Yay,
I think we got to write this down. This
I'm
is kind of new,
market.
Right?
Yeah.
Let's go to Bob. Bob, yay or nay on corn milk?
This is like a great, great idea.
Wow.
Okay.
Thanks,
now, a couple of things to think about. One, you know, you want to market it certainly as a local Midwestern type of thing, you know, buying the USA, of course.
Right. Yeah.
Now, a couple options that you might want to consider, you know, all positive. You know, you're saying 2%. You know, you might want to do a non-fat skim milk, you know, get a little, you know, more protein in there, you know, of course. You know, you kind of want to do the Redenbacher thing, you know, like they do with the popcorn. You want to have above average kernel with that.
Yeah.
So, bigger than average. I mean, you know, let's look at Thai iced tea, you know, with the tapioca pearl.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, that's
so
a great point.
Got to be that. You know, the other thing is, you know, as you expand, you know, let's look, you know, beyond, you know, just good old cow's milk. I mean, you got the soy milk, you know, the almond milk. I mean, what a vegetarian concept that's going to give you, you know, options, you know, make it flavored. So, you know, I would buy it. I would buy it in a heartbeat.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
That's
I appreciate
great.
That. He gave you a lot of good ideas.
Well,
there.
Bob voiced a lot of ideas that I had already had over the last few days of brainstorming. So it's good to hear reinforcement for those. I'm glad we got a yay.
Okay, let's go to Patty. Patty, welcome to the frying pan. Yay or nay to corn milk?
I'm going to say nay because I thought it was a joke when I first heard it. I mean, I don't even like my corn to touch my mashed potatoes or get any gravy on it. Corn should be corn all by itself.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be in any milk.
All right. Thanks, Patty. Go ahead. Sorry, I cut you off there.
No, it's okay. It's just I threw up a little bit in my mouth when you said it.
Oh, there we go. I'm glad I kept you on the line for that, Patty. It's great. They give you.
I think Patty's entitled to her opinion, but until she really tries sweet, juicy, plump corn suspended in 2% milk, there's very little she can really add to the conversation here. I think from, you know, the other two callers I've heard, it seems like an idea that's already energizing a big customer base. So if I were an investor like Mark Cuban listening in, I'd be all about it.
Okay, 312-981-7200. Let's go to Scott. Scott, yay or nay on corn milk?
I say yay on corn milk because, I mean, I think it's a great hydrator. I also think corn is it's a natural tracer food, so it's good for athletes. And there's a blizzard out here. I'm like, we need to get Daly back to get the snow trucks out here.
That was good, Scott. Thank you for that. A little performance art never hurts a live
but
call.
But we're counting that as a yay.
But that's a yay, I guess. Right. That was a funny
bit.
Into
the,
all right. So let me see. 224 has, let's see. Here we go. 224. This can be a tradition product to teach people to like foods to touch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a yay, I guess.
You know, we've thought about it as a tradition product. It's one of the ways we're thinking about it.
219 says this sounds like it could be my second favorite milk behind cactus milk.
I've never had cactus milk, and I would think the prickles would be not good for mouthfeel.
Yeah, right.
But corn milk, you know, just again, you have to imagine that creamy, creamy drink and then those plump, juicy corn kernels that you get to chew on after each swig.
224 has got a good question for you, that milk has never flown off the shelf as a sports drink. Why would you choose milk in this case?
Well, I don't know. Excuse me. I don't know about that. I think milk provides calcium and energy, especially pre or post-workout. But it's the corn that's the real motivator as a sports drink. Because mm-hmm. what people don't know about corn are that it's bursting with flavor and energy that helps athletes.
Oh, okay. Let's go ahead at 312-981-7200. Let's go to Bill. Bill, yay or nay on corn milk?
Hey, that idea is no good. I mean, corn's nothing but a fiber. That's why it just goes right through you and it comes out solid in your number two. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right.
So, I mean, how would that help a sportsman like myself?
You know, right.
I want protein when I go for my sports drinks.
Right. Okay,
That's
my
opinion.
Yeah, okay, thanks. I appreciate that. Thanks, Bill. What about that? I mean, it doesn't seem like corn would be the right food for someone who, an athlete or a sportsman who is using a sports drink.
Well, it has what I like to call an inspirational mouthfeel. Okay, so pre or post-workout, you swig that creamy, delicious milk, and then you get these bursts of flavor when you chew into those juicy, plump corn pieces. So it's more of an inspirational mouthfeel, the type of mouthfeel that makes you want to go win that race, go win that tennis match, mm-hmm. or go celebrate after a soccer game.
Right. Here's a question from 773. Wouldn't the corn get mushy sitting in the milk?
You know, it doesn't. It doesn't. Milk is actually, it's not, here's another thing people don't know about milk. It's not a liquid, it's a suspension. And what it does is it suspends the plumpness of that corn,
mm-hmm.
And it keeps that snap, that toothy mouthfeel. And all of that supplemented by some preservatives, patented preservatives and chemicals that we are putting into the corn and the milk. But that's, you know, that won't be a problem with our mixture.
Okay. Okay. Here it is. 773 says it's not a bad idea.
Okay.
Because it's healthy, but why would I buy it when I can make it myself?
Well, that's the thing. You can't make it yourself because we inject the kernels with a very special chemical, and we also inject the milk with a special chemical to help maintain that creamy, crunchy mouthfeel that I'm describing. And that mouthfeel really is key. So without our patented secret recipe chemicals, it's not something you can just make at home. Unless you're going to drink it right away. You'd have to put that corn in and drink it almost instantly. And even then, two or three swigs in and you're not
right.
dealing with a very tasty beverage.
Let's go to Jerry. Jerry, yay or nay on corn milk?
Yay, but with a caution.
Okay.
Sports drink, likely you're going to be drinking it out of a sports bottle, and if that straw that's sticking out of the bottle gets clogged with corn, you can get a hernia from sucking on it.
Yeah, that's a good point. Thanks for that, Jerry.
Well,
there could be health concerns.
Not those concerns, because we sell ours in a heavy glass bottle with a very wide mouth. It's more of a jar, so it's a very wide mouth. There won't be any, there are no straws, there are no elements to the glass bottle that can be clogged by the juicy, plump, sweet corn kernels.
Okay. Well, let's go to Sandra. Sandra, yay or nay on corn milk?
I say nay, because when I'm drinking something, I don't want chunks in it because I might choke on it.
Yeah.
And they have the idea of corn pops as cereal, and you eat it. You chew it, you eat it. It's in milk.
Right.
So I like it. If it was a cereal idea, that's
yeah.
a different thing.
That's a good point. It seems to be similar to the cereal product. Why make it a drink?
Well, the cereal product has already been invented. So this is a different product that we're ready to to bring to market. You know, it's you have to put yourself there. This is a product you may not think is great when you first hear about it, but you need to put yourself in the shoes of the athlete, fresh off the court, fresh off the horse, right off the field. They crack open that jar of corn milk, take a big swig, they get that creamy mouthfeel supplemented by that juicy burst of plump corn kernel.
Yeah.
Now call in and tell
yeah.
me that's not a sports
that
drink.
Sound, I mean, the imagery is there. Yeah. There's no doubt the imagery is there.
Well, a lot of how we sell this is through marketing. And that's what I'm doing when I'm creating those scenes. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to put the consumer in the shoes of this fictional character we're creating, this person we think is going to buy that product. And I think that speaks well to investors, too. Marketing is something we're trying with this.
Okay. Well, let's take a break. We'll get to the news, and then we'll come back and we'll get more of your phone calls and your texts, 312-981-7200. Do we like corn milk? I mean, I've gotten a lot of yays here, and I also have a lot of nays that I can't actually say because there's swear words and things like that that are in the text. But 312-981-7200, let us know right now. Corn milk trending. This is a download here on WGN Radio, and it's Friday night, so that means it's time for the frying pan. Steve Gadlin, local innovator and entrepreneur, the man behind IWantToDrawCatForYou.com, which won on Shark Tank, is in studio. He got a development deal with Mark Cuban, so now before he brings new ideas to Mark Cuban, he brings them here to the download. Steve Gadlin, tonight's idea, corn milk.
That's right. We're talking sports drinks tonight, and corn milk is a milk and corn suspension. It's nice, creamy milk mm-hmm. with big, fat, juicy, plump sweet corn kernels floating inside. So every swig has a drink and a little snack and a real burst of energy to get you right back in the game.
Okay, 312-981-7200. We've had kind of a mixed review. You started off pretty strong with a lot of yays,
yeah.
And I want to continue that trend with Anne. Anne, yay or nay to corn milk?
Yes, I think it's a great idea.
Thanks,
it's
Anne.
My children's. I have six children. It's their favorite vegetable. And my sister has six, and it's their favorite vegetable.
Oh, that's
so
great.
So the cookies and milk, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, it's actually,
thank you.
It's actually more healthy than cookies and milk. And something that people don't always associate corn with is that it is a vegetable.
Mm-hmm.
I know people see it, you know, they think corn dogs. And they don't think of the health benefits of corn. But when you think of corn on the cob or other, you know, corn milk, it's actually a healthy vegetable.
773 wants to know, what's the negative health side to the using this product? Is there any?
No. Well, I'll tell you, some of the additives we've added in there to make sure the corn stays plump, they're not things. Every bottle, we call it a two-serving bottle. And we just suggest you don't finish a full bottle in one sitting. That maybe you space it out over a few quarters, right, of your game. Because if you do drink the entire bottle, that milk and corn and those preservatives, those chemicals we use, will likely cause you to vomit. Now, that's not unhealthy. That's just the body's natural reaction.
It's probably not what you're going for.
And right? I challenge you to find someone making a similar drink who can find a way past that health, you know, that just normal physical trigger.
219 says, I've chugged a can of cream corn after every marathon I've run for the past 10 years, so thanks for the enhancement.
Yeah, that's great, and that's a lot of people do that. That's something a lot of people don't know about marathon runners is, you know, you imagine drinking Gatorade, but if you run in a marathon, you'll see it usually the 20-mile marker, they start handing out cups of cream corn. It replenishes you. Better than electrolytes, it gives you a little protein, and it gives you that flavor burst that really keeps you in the game.
That's really what this product's about. 309 says... chemicals, no thanks. Not sure why you would admit that there are chemical additives in this product.
Well, legally, we have to post them on the ingredients and the label.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, pick any food off the shelf, and I'll tell you what chemicals are in it. There, chemicals are usually in most foods.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. 312-981-7200. 708 wants to make a clarification. Corn is a grain. It's not a vegetable.
Well, that's what I was saying. Most people don't consider it a vegetable, but that's because of the bad publicity it gets with things like corn dogs. But if you look at corn, this is another thing very few people know. If you look at corn before it's harvested,
mm-hmm.
it comes in a green wrapper, and that's a vegetable.
312 says, why are you marketing this as a sports drink? You'd be better to say that corn milk is just a drink.
Well, have you seen the sales for Gatorade?
No, I see.
You know,
so
Gatorade
it's
is really just salt water with food coloring in it. It started when someone decided, some jokester decided to serve pickle juice to his basketball team. So it's, you know, marketing is telling a story about a product that gets more people to buy it. And that's what we're doing with corn milk.
224 wants to know, what about pea milk or endomame? Not pea, no, not like urine, but peas, like green peas. Why not green peas milk or endomame milk?
That's a great idea. I will say the chemical we use to keep the corn plump absolutely eviscerates peas. Mm-hmm. They dissolve on touch. Corn has a much thicker husk per kernel and can really withstand this sometimes damaging chemical that we're using.
630 brings up an interesting issue, and they say this, and I don't take this lightly, but they say this product is dangerous. Corn kernels suspended in milk for long periods of time break down into a dangerous chemical compound that can be fatal if ingested. What's your response to that?
Well, I'll say yes, corn milk is dangerous. But that's why we provide very clear instructions on every bottle and every jar on how to ingest corn milk. And I'll tell you, the chemicals we use on top of the corn prevent 80% of that breakdown from even occurring. So the trace elements of those dangerous chemicals that texter is referring to are very, it's muted. It's a muted effect. Very few instances of death in our testing.
And 224 says, what are we, you know, you've already kind of gone at choking.
Yeah.
But this is interesting. 224 says, you know, consumers know they're chewy chunks in this. You know, but are you concerned at all about choking hazards?
No, I'm not. You know, are people who make any food concerned about choking hazards? Well, sure, we all have to be because none of us like choking. But we rely on smart use by the consumer and a heavy disclaimer on the bottle that absolves us of any blame in cases of choking.
773 says, is the corn milk good for heart patients?
Well, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I think both of these ingredients separate are very good for heart patients. Now, if you are on certain types of heart medication that will react poorly with the chemical we use to keep the corn fresh and plump, so check with your doctor before you ingest corn milk. We don't recommend it for pregnant women or people under 4'4".
Okay, 630 says, what's the calorie content? As an athlete, watching my weight, I don't want to drink what I just burned off.
That's a good question. I'll tell you, you know, there are about 900 calories in a serving of corn milk and four servings per 16-ounce jar. So if you were to chug an entire bottle, that's 3,600 calories, which is just 1 pound of weight gain. But let me tell you this. This is not about – this isn't for calorie-counting athletes, okay? This is for people who want that inspiration, who want to enjoy that creamy, smooth mouthfeel with that plump and chunky chew that follows.
All right, 312-981-7200. When we come back, we'll take the rest of your texts and we'll also get into some of the more colorful texts. You know, the stuff that if you listen to the Frying Pan Weekly, you know that we end the segment with a little bit more of the constructive criticism. And this is not only just for the product that Steve's pitching, but for Steve's just, I would say, your confidence.
Okay.
So we'll get into that coming up here. It's the Frying Pan on the Download. Stay with us. There it is. It's the Frying Pan here on the Download. Friday night, Steve Gadlin, the local entrepreneur and innovator, is here in studio. 312-981-7200. Whether we like or dislike corn milk, that's this week's idea. Essentially a sports drink that is milk with corn in it.
That's right. And I want to say it's milk plus corn plus some chemicals that really give that corn a juicy, I call it plumpy. That's not a word, but I think that's the best way to really describe the mouthfeel once you swallow that milk and you've got that plumpy corn in your mouth.
708 says, okay, let's get to some of the more harsh stuff. Okay. Creamy milk with corn chunks. You're basically describing vomit.
Well, if all you've eaten is milk and corn, then yes, that's your vomit. But everyone's vomit is different, and I don't see my drink as related to vomit.
773 says, corn is a grain, not a vegetable. That's one of the many tests I passed in my high school class. If you're going to do this for a living, do better research.
Well, no, I think the caller needs to do better research because, again, as I explained, what most people don't know is before corn comes to the store, it's wrapped in a green husk. Mm-hmm. Green equal vegetable, my friend.
773 says, my father worked for Gatorade. Very professional people. Don't call them goofballs. Get your facts straight.
Okay, well, I'm saying the inventor of Gatorade, who basically said, hey, let's take pickle juice, make it funny colors,
right,
give it funny names like Mountain Berry Booger Time or whatever those silly names are. I mean, that's right, that's a bunch of goofballs if you ask me. I'm selling a pure product, you know, right off the vine. That corn comes right off the vine and into the milk and then with chemicals added and then into your kitchen.
847 says, so glopped up milk, yum. And then parentheses, it says, for the less quick, that yum is sarcasm.
Okay, but still unclear if that's a yay or a nay, and I'm leaning toward yay.
Okay, we'll continue. Corn milk, 630 says, corn milk, yellow, almost like drinking mucus. Gross, what? You're gross.
Well, thank you, but it's not like drinking mucus. The drink does not become yellow. The corn stays yellow, bright, almost neon yellow. That milk is pure white, friend.
773 says, yuck, 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 yuck.
Okay.
I'm so sorry, but that really sounds terrible. It sounds like last year's leftover soggy, watered-down mashed potatoes and corn, but in a bottle.
Okay. No potatoes in this drink. And I'm guessing a lot of these people texting are not athletes. I'd like to hear from some athletes.
630 says corn milk sounds absolutely disgusting. 630 says, just how much pot does this guy consume?
None.
314 says he injects each kernel? Question mark. I'm calling BS.
Well, no. We do a soak with the corn before we pull the kernels off the cob.
Okay.
Yeah, we would not take the time to inject each kernel with a special chemical. That would, you know.
Okay, I'm just going through. Ukno 210 says Ukno.
Okay.
That's nice. That's a good way to do that. Okay. 724 says, this loser has to go. Why does he get an hour to promote his business every week?
Well,
He's bad at what he does.
Okay. Well, I'm actually good at what I do, I believe. I was on Shark Tank and Mark Cuban invested in my stick figure catcher and company. So, you know, and I'm not here promoting my businesses. What I'm doing is I'm using the WGN radio audience to help brainstorm some, you know, new angles.
Right.
Things I maybe haven't thought of when coming up with these.
815 says, saw this guy in a rerun of Shark Tank. Nerd for sure.
Okay. Well,
then he says, how many ideas has Mark Cuban bought other than the cat, huh?
Just the cat. I haven't actually brought any of these to him yet. Just waiting for a real winner on a Friday night. And if NERD stands for needs everyone's,
right.
Well, I can't I think it's something positive.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Then guilty as charged.
Okay, I'm just making sure I didn't meet. Okay, so now we're okay. So let's up to the top. There's some good ones here. Okay, so 314 says Gatorade is colored sugar water. Dork.
Hold on. Now, if dork stands for doesn't only... I think it's an initial for something really
cool. All
right,
here's the two that I wanted to get through. 773.
Mm-hmm.
Just when I thought he was turning into a decent person... Wrong. All caps.
Okay.
Okay. The first caller was nice, polite, and had many good suggestions. Steve sounded almost shocked that the caller was so positive, and I think he actually thanked him. But then after that call ended, Steve flipped back to his arrogant, obnoxious self and said that the caller was just reinforcing ideas that he, Steve, already had. Oh, really? He never mentioned those ideas before. Caps. Does he ever give credit to anyone else for anything? Is he the only brilliant person on the planet? I don't know how he got that into one text
But yeah, I thought, so I'll tell you this. I give credit where credit is due. I have an engineer who works with me on every project. I won't use his name for his privacy. But he implements Bluetooth technology in almost every invention I have.
And
the bottles that hold this corn milk are Bluetooth compatible and will connect to your Fitbit. It was my idea, and he, you know, he was able to work that out technologically.
So you give credit to him for that idea?
It's my idea. I give credit to him for figuring out. I don't know how this Bluetooth stuff works, but he crams it into whatever I come up with.
Okay. So, well, the last one here, and this is from Sue in Glenview, who calls in or texts in each week to give you advice or feedback.
Okay.
She says, Steve, you don't like choking? Really? Yet you come back week after week and choke.
Well, I didn't say I didn't like choking. I think she's taking something I said out of context.
Well, I like that. I thought that was...
yeah.
Anyway, corn milk, I think Pete shaking his head too. I think that there were some good feedback. People kind of liked it. I think they were interested, as Don said, that he likes, you know, maybe exploring new textures.
Yeah.
So there seemed to be some positivity, but once again, I mean, you know, the haters are going to hate, I guess.
Well, where can I bring samples to your studio audience? Are you doing any remotes?
I mean, we're going to do the Taste of Displains.
Well, why don't I show up with samples?
Why don't we do that? That might be a good idea. That maybe we take this product to the second phase, which is the research and development phase.
Well, come to think of it, I'm waiting on some important FDA certifications.
Yeah, you might not want to give that away.
Yeah. Legally, I'm not. I don't think I can until I get the sign off on some of the chemicals.
Okay, it's a hypothetical.
I mean, they've been used in medicines, orally taken medicines, but they've never been used in a food product before. So we're just trying to shift the rules and get through with that.
Well, that probably was information that you might want to reveal earlier in the segment, but the concept in general, corn milk, has some legs.
Just picture corn and milk.
Steve Gadlin, I want to draw a cat for you.com. Steve, thanks for being here, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for having me. And thanks so much for listening. That was another episode of The Frying Pan, a podcast about the frying pan. Big shout out to my friend who listens, Steve, and his boys, Paul and Franklin. And hey, tune in. We got more of these coming. Just a handful left, but there's some good ones to go. Bye-bye.